Hello.
Hello. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not asking anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir. Your name was chosen at random. You may stop the participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. Do you have a moment of your time to help us out with the survey?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, so am I talking?
Hold on for a second. Hold on.
Yes, sure.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you
very likely.
Very likely. So that's like definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
No, I will vote.
Okay. Okay. Just to be sure you're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed race, other?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age, sir?
53.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Liberal.
I would say I'm not progressive. Well, I would say somewhere between progressive and conservative. So I'm not either or, really.
Okay. So you would go with maybe progressive, somewhat conservative?
Yes.
Which one would you go for?
You want me to say progressive or conservative? I'm neither one of those.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All right. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say satisfied.
Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can still use any number between 0 to 10, okay? All right.
Okay.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10, definitely a 10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
I would say that's a 7.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable?
7.
Reducing crime and gun violence?
10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. You have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just say so, okay? All right.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
I would say about a 60 or 70.
Okay. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I would say about 60, 70 as well.
Okay.
Wait a minute, 100 is approve or disapprove?
100 actually is like, let me see here. It will be from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
No. Let me change that. So the first two will be 40-40.
40-40? Okay.
Yes.
Joe Biden?
50.
The tobacco industry?
Probably about a 50.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
Thank you. Now, thank you for your patience. We're almost done. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, or 10, I'm sorry. Now, restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
5.
5?
Yeah.
Regulating marijuana.
I would say a 3. Not that important to me.
Okay. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
I would rate that as a 3 because, well, I ain't going to tell you why I think that, but everybody already knows the harm of tobacco.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a whole other story.
Okay. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to any under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they certain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? How strongly do you feel? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat benefit.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There's other issues way more important.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I have two statements to read. The first one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The second one is...
Actually,
you get two to choose from. The second one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think it's the first one, but this seems
harm
more
reduction.
Geared towards the survey seems more geared towards tobacco, and I'm not really. I'm like, whatever. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your patience. But we're almost done. Yes. The survey is about nicotine, cigarettes. Now,
okay.
Yes. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. If you are very, the answers would be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. Now, loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouses, operators, and retailers who operate responsible and legal regulated industry today. Do you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned? Very, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned, to be honest with you.
Okay. The certain, no, the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. We're almost done. Okay, now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the provincial ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, America has a history of using unfair policy to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. The disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials are trivial laws with such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How do you feel on this one from 0 to 10?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay, so that would be a 10.
Yes.
All right, the second statement is, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From 0 to 10, how do you feel?
I think that's a 10 as well.
Okay. On the third statement, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How do you feel about this one?
I would say that's probably a 10 as well.
Okay. And I promise we're almost done. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would say somewhat support. I would have, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Kind of like.
All right. And, sir, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed?
Yeah.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Do you feel much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat of a benefit.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact?
No impact.
Have no impact?
No, have no impact.
Okay. In the past 30 years, have you used any of these following products? I'm going to read some to you, and you can say yes or no. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beer?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
What's that?
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes. When did you come back?
E-cigarette or e-viper products?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as a dip or chew?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Thank you. Okay, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for aesthetical purposes only. What is the last year? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Was it high school, somewhat college, vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or master's, PhD, MD, law?
A college graduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Nope.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation, sir? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income.
I don't know what I am anymore, so I'm just going to go with middle class.
Okay. Thank
you. Or maybe upper middle class. I don't know.
Which one would you like? Are you? Okay.
I don't even know the range anymore, so okay. I would just say middle class.
All right. Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of the union or employee association? Applies to responded,
no.
Applies to household, does not apply?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Well, I am gay, but I don't really partake in...
No. Okay.
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay. So it's a no or a yes?
Well, I don't like, it's one of those, that's a hard question for me. It's not like
okay.
I support it, but I don't support it, if that makes sense. I'm kind of like, whatever.
So like, well, it's actually up to you how you would like answer that, yes or no.
Sure, yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking your time and taking the survey. We just concluded the survey. You have a wonderful evening, sir. You take care of yourself. Thank you so much for being featured. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.